Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Woohoo! Woo!
Party time!
I'm so excited for this one.
This one is our 10th anniversary. I love you, Lindsay.
Yeah, 10th anniversary episode. Believe it or not. Can you believe it's been 10 freaking years?
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's a long time to do anything. I think that's the longest I've ever done anything consistently.
For real.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Hobbies come and go, but podcast YNR is forever.
Well, we did have some sort of on and off years.
Yeah, we had a couple of years where it was slim pickings.
But we're still
here.
But
the intent was always there. It was the technology and the distance that made it not work.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of things planned, and a few you know about, and some you do not.
Right.
But
oh my God, are there guest stars?
Oh my gosh, Greg Ricker, I just saw on Instagram, he's in Portland today. He's like hanging out in the Pearl District.
Oh my God, there he is right behind you.
I wanted to send him a note like, you want to come by? And he'd probably be like, no, I'm hanging out with my mother-in-law.
Right, yeah.
So, apparently people do vacation in Portland.
Wow.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
No, there's no guest star story. It's me. I'm just going to put on a wig.
There you go.
So I have some statistics for you.
Oh, good.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So in our 10 years, we've had 118,336 downloads.
Gee whiz.
That's as of today.
Yikes.
this is funny. How many episodes do you think we've done?
I thought we were in the upper 80s.
We've done 113.
How did so many get lost? Where are they?
They're the like, remember when we did all the best of 2011, best of 2012? We didn't give those a number?
Right.
Or we had a couple where we called them like episode 41A and 41B
or something.
Yeah,
because it was going to be really long.
Believe it or not, we actually cruised right past 100 episodes and didn't even know it. Oops.
Yeah. How many? 100 and how many?
113.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
In 10 years.
Yeah.
That's almost once a month.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so. Because some we do like a double.
Math. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Kind of.
All right. Very cool.
How many countries do you think have listened to our podcast?
Ooh, that one always took me by surprise. I'm going to say more than 10, but less than 20.
25.
Really?
I mean, that's what it says
according
on the internet.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't trust the internet.
Yeah. Shout out to Australia, Canada, and Germany.
Who have the most?
Yes. Outside of the United States.
Right. Okay.
Huh. Woo.
I think you should post a list of all of the
countries. To find the entire list, but it wouldn't give me an entire list. It would only give me like the most. It gave me a number of 25 countries and then the most watched, like the top four or five or something like that.
So there's one poor listener in Liechtenstein who's not really getting attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go Liechtenstein.
I do think we have a lot of listeners from Jamaica, I think.
Well.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Who knows?
That's the team I'm rooting for in the World Cup.
Oh, and I've been trying to watch World Cup and it won't stream for me. We're going to have to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. How many episodes do you think we've in theory watched in 10 years?
In watched? In theory, well.
I mean, if you've watched
3,000.
No, less. 1,980.
Holy cow.
Is probably because they do 198 episodes a year.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. So that is 1,221 hours.
Oh,
I have watched that amount of show. Just in the last, let alone like all the other years that I've watched,
saying, so
just in the last
10.
So that is the equivalent to 51 days.
Nice. Oh, that's funny.
Like 51 days of my life
I have been
in the last
devoted.
10 years have just been watching the show. I mean, I guess at the same time, like
you
I'm also cooking
doing
and
doing
folding laundry. Yeah.
disclaimer.
But then at the same time, we have recorded about 105 hours of podcasts, which is about 4 days.
Wow.
So if you want to marathon every episode, it would take you 4 days. Yeah, no, you actually
you would
can't.
Go nuts.
I looked.
And you can't because some of them are
lost they're just gone.
Forever.
I don't know. I could not find.
It's like 1 through 5, right?
Yeah, 1 through 5 seemed to be missing. And then There were like weird, like I couldn't find like episode 11. I don't know. They're all on, like when I upload them, they're on archive.org is where you put things initially. Mm-hmm. But then I also went back because I was like, oh, I'm going to get some fun sound clips.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm like, oh, the sound right now is not great, but the sound was real bad 10 years ago or well, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But there was, I mean, it was laughable.
Well, what was funny was that we thought it was the shit.
Well, I
that
think we thought at the time
it
were.
Was really good.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we've got microphones and we've got, you know, a tech guy who sets everything up
yeah,
for
we just
us.
Never closed the window. Right. And yeah. I can't even describe
how many times
how bad it was.
The cat come in.
Yeah. or just
or cats. Or
I think my ability to post it was bad because there'd be like a zzzz in the background the whole time. Yeah. So if you think the quality sucks now, you have no idea.
In the beginning.
I also wanted to give a shout out to some of our extra longtime fans, Yvette's, Bridget, Omar, Rachel. And then we have a listener who posted on Instagram, JoJo, who said, oh, I want to go back and listen to some old episodes I used to listen. Sorry, JoJo, I couldn't repost them.
Yeah.
And trust me, you didn't want to hear them anyway.
No, they were bad. They were straight up bad. I might have them like downloaded to an iPod
somewhere. Yeah.
Gone to the sands of time.
Yeah, I was like,
But really, folks, if you've got them somewhere, please let us know.
I really just wanted to know, like, what did our first or second episode sound like? Because I think maybe we were slightly more professional, just like a hair.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were like, oh, we're going to do a podcast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We took it much more seriously than over the years.
Yeah.
But I also remember that there was a lot of dead air.
Yeah.
There was a lot
probably. I think we still do that. To be honest.
I think we still do that. But
we
it's
have
not,
to think.
Yeah, it's not quite as
sure.
obvious.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's I believe as technology has moved our lives to be faster, we communicate faster.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah.
It's my belief.
Yeah.
So those are my statistics.
That's funny.
Now I want to do what I'm going to call a walk down podcast description lane. Because I sent you one this morning.
Right.
But my thought originally...
Yeah, your descriptions have always given me a chuckle.
I thought, well, I'm just going to look at this descriptions to kind of refresh my memory of like things, stories that had happened or... and I mean, I really did attempt to listen to some of our old ones a couple weeks ago because I was like, I'm going to find a good sound bite.
Right, yeah.
And... To be honest, like even I didn't want to listen. I was like, oh my God, get to the point.
Right.
Anyway, so instead I chose some of what I would consider my more favorite podcast descriptions because some of them I just think are funny and others I'm like, what the heck were we talking about? All right. So June 1st, 2012. What is that? 7 years ago. Okay. Victor wines and dines Sharon, Jack moves a toe, and Ricky is clearly evil. Was Jack paralyzed?
Ricky?
Remember Ricky was Paul's son and he got shot in
That's
the arm and
right.
flew out the window?
Yes. Okay. Now I remember. And yes, Jack was paralyzed for a while.
I don't even remember that. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, he moved a toe.
Good for Jack.
February 8th, 2015. So 3 years later, Sharon loses the custody battle. Phyllis and Kelly are both crazy. And Neil's sight returns at the best possible time. And I had forgotten about that, but you brought it up one of the last times about when Neil was blind and then he got his sight just in time to see Hillary and Devon do it.
Yeah. Pivotal moment.
I have to admit, some of these are just trolling Neil. Because that's kind
of... It was so easy.
I know. March 21st, 2015. Kelly confesses to crimes against Phyllis. Neil confesses to crimes against Christine. And we confess that Neil's acting is a crime against nature.
Oh. You're harsh.
I know. It was so over the top that year.
It needed to be said.
Yeah, I mean, it was campy, and that was what was entertaining.
Right, yeah.
I think we got a lot of laughs out of it. Here's another one. September 27th, 2015. I said, it's the BFF episode. Patty returns to befriend Sharon in the mental hospital. Mm. Ian Ward returns to befriend Phyllis at the lake. Mm-hmm. And Neil's ego returns to befriend him in the mirror. What was that about? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I think it was just a random slam at Neil.
No idea.
So easy.
Okay, I think that's the last Neil one. Okay, January 31st, 2016. We said Billy gets run over. I don't remember that at all. Do you?
Kind of. Not really, though.
Adam gets kidnapped. Sage goes to jail, and we are convinced everyone in town is gay.
Oh, right.
You remember that?
No, not at all. Not even at all.
Yeah.
I don't In 2016?
And that was Billy getting hit by a car? Because,
like, 2010, yeah. Back in the days of Maggie the Detective.
Mm.
You know.
That's right. I forgot about her.
Oh, can't ever forget Maggie the Detective.
All right, last one. November 19th, 2017. So only a couple years ago. It's time for the annual Halloween fire. Mm. Also, Zach's sex trafficking ring is exposed. Abby and Scott do the deed. And Dina stabs Nikki. Yes, stabs.
Right.
I forgot about Dina stabbing Nikki.
Yeah.
What the heck is the annual Halloween fire? What does that mean?
Well, because that was the probably the one at Underground when Charlie and Maddie and somebody else.
Like a tragic fire.
Yeah.
I thought it meant like an, you know, they have like the carnival. I'm like, what like is the annual Halloween fire?
No, it's a disaster fire.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I get it. I'm so confused by my own writing. Those are, you know what? I feel like when I write those, I'm just throwing it. I just try to think of like, what did we just talk about?
Just
throw
talk
it together.
About...
But they were surprisingly helpful going through the decade.
It does actually remind me of many of these storylines. So that's good. And characters I had kind of forgotten about, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
So I miss Kelly. Kelly was awesome.
She was great. Did she die?
She died. Yeah.
In a big way, right?
Yeah, like in a she's not coming back kind of died.
Yeah, okay. Well, she went out with a bang.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over those questions that I sent you ahead of time.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yes, I just had to find mine.
Do you have
I have,
them?
I have some answers, too, but mostly I just wanted to know your opinion.
Oh, fine.
All right, so thinking in the last 10 years, who has been your favorite couple?
I struggled with this one long and hard because I really want it to be Mariah and what's her butt?
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, God, I can't even remember the girl's
Tessa.
Name. Tessa, that's it. So, but as in terms of, you know, LGBTQ visibility and that they came out of the closet and became a couple and nobody really cared.
And they had like a first sex scene last week.
Yeah. And so. I think that, you know, in terms of cinematic history and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Super
good for
important.
Them. But when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, I think my top pick is Nick and Phyllis.
Okay.
Because they have such a funny dynamic.
Okay.
And because even when it's laughable, their sex scenes are kind of hot.
Okay.
And creative.
Okay.
In a not cringy kind of way.
Sure.
Like Michael and Lauren have really creative activities, but they're so dumb. And it comes across as just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Where can I fold more laundry right now? Because I can't watch this.
And Phyllis is usually on an upswing when she's with Nick.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, I said Sharon and Adam, which surprised me a little
bit. That's my second.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's had many Adams. So
she's had many Adams and she's stuck through it all.
I think there's something I like about, especially right now, what they're doing. They're kind of tapping back into it when he's like, brooding and troubled and Sharon likes to, I feel like she gets some sort of vicarious, you know, I don't know, fun experience out of like he's trouble.
Right. Well, he's trouble, but he's also troubled.
Yes.
And now that she's, you know, a fully fledged psychiatrist, you know, that she has different insights that she wouldn't have had before.
Absolutely.
My other favorite is Billy and Victoria.
I thought about it, but I don't know.
They just go back and forth too many times. It's one too many weddings.
And remember, there was that really bad, bad acting Billy at one point. I forgot about him until I was kind of going through. Mm-hmm. But I like
Billy Miller, and I like the current guy.
Yeah, I think his name's Jason Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
And the rest of them. Yeah. No thanks. I'm glad you're gone.
So.
As with the other Adams, I'm becoming fond of this Adam.
Yeah. Oh, I like him already.
Yeah.
Because he's bad.
But is he? Can't he be changed? So we'll talk about him at length for our next recap.
I know, our next recap. All right. How about, what's been your favorite storyline?
I think the murder of Diane was kind of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Nikki, like, murdering her in the park, and we were like, whodunit?
Yeah, everyone was a suspect, and we kind of had ideas of who it was going to be.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I thought that was...
And I like that everybody, like, runs in the park now and hangs out, and that's right, where they have celebrations.
It's not like, oh, yeah, and there's, you know, Murder Row. Don't run there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I had two. I couldn't decide. I think probably my favorite is, remember when Sharon was on the run and she was just going to say
when she was living at the farm? Absolutely.
Yeah, she birthed the lamb and she was wearing jeans every day.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
Yeah.
That was
a good one. Yeah. And the farm boy was somebody.
He was a doctor.
Yeah.
And I think he came back to Genoa City for like 3 days.
Yeah. And then he said, nope.
The other one was when Catherine pretended to have a stroke. Do you remember that? And she was in a wheelchair and she was pretending that she was a human vegetable, essentially, to test Jill, which I just thought was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's...
it's like
reminded
she had a stroke
me...
and then she was pretending or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that leads into when... She didn't have a stroke, but she had some kind of head injury and then went to work as a waitress. And that's where she
Marge.
Met. Marge.
Yeah. I think it was all around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've been watching a lot of Sopranos again recently.
Oh, always a good
idea. And Tony's mom, Livia, has a pretend stroke.
Yeah.
And I was like, these were probably, I guess that was probably 5 years before maybe. But, I was laughing.
Very similar.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. How about best villain?
Best villain.
This is hard because I had a hard time even remembering who's been a villain.
Oh, so many good villains. But I think for me, Miss Patty.
Oh, okay.
When she was.
She was pretty great.
Yeah. When she ate the peanut butter cookie and then kissed Summer full on the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
When she's like 4 years old. And I can't quite remember why she did it. It was like to get Jack to fall in love with her. But how was that really? Was Jack and Phyllis, were they a couple then?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember what her motivation was, but just the whole.
Because she was so crazy that nothing really made a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. And
because
that was,
then didn't she kidnapped Colleen right after that? And that's when Colleen died.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That whole story arc was.
And do you remember how Colleen died?
Yeah.
How?
She got. Shot.
No.
She didn't get
That's
shot?
That's what I thought.
I thought she got shot.
It's like a Mandela effect thing. I went back and read on Wikipedia because I was like, yeah, she got shot.
And of course it's on Wikipedia. That's
she
hilarious.
Was with Patty in a canoe.
Yeah.
Because Patty was holding her captive.
Right.
And the canoe capsized and Colleen drowned. And I think it was the same lake that Brad was frozen in and died, or something.
Which was a great death.
So, yeah, I was like, really? Did that happen? So
I don't remember her drowning. Okay.
That was that, yeah, according to the internet. I don't remember that
horrible.
Either. I kind of remember them being out, but yeah, I thought she got shot.
Hmm.
Anyway, and then Victor got her heart or something, right?
Yeah, because he got shot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I had two, sort of. Remember Maggie, who made the vodka smoothies for Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name? Sean.
Sean Young.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought she was pretty good. Because she was pretty wild. And then also, like, because off screen, I think she also is a little nutty.
Yeah.
So she was she's channeling it all over. Right. I thought she was a lot of fun.
She was a lot of fun.
Did she seduce Victor? I can't even remember. Or was it like he rolled with it?
He rolled with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one, which I thought, I kind of go back and forth. So in light of what had happened in the last year, I actually thought JT was a great villain initially when he and Victoria were like, when they were doing the domestic violence stuff.
Yeah. It turned bad.
Yeah. Stupid. I would like to say, like, the first half of that storyline was great because I felt like it was super real and meaningful.
And that's how it happens.
And he was really good at portraying that.
Yeah, I agree.
Once he was murdered, let's just forget
then it was
all
done.
Of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Then
and
it turned.
Because he's, like, theoretically out there in the world right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail? Prison? Where'd he go?
Where did he go? No, I think he went to jail.
He had a tumor. They removed the tumor, and now he's back to normal, and he's sad.
So he's probably in a criminal psychiatric hospital, and will come back someday with a big forehead scar and saying, "No, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine."
How about best death?
Best death. I struggled over, and I thought maybe it was going to be Colleen. Because that led to...
That's why I looked it up, because I was like, how did she die again?
Yeah, yeah. And that led to the whole, should we give Colleen's...
That's true.
Heart
there was a ripple
Victor.
Of effects.
Yeah, yeah. But really, you can't beat whoever it was, and I can't even remember. I should have done my research. Sorry. Who was it who fell in the volcano?
Sky. Yep.
I'm sorry. That is just so iconic.
That, and then I crossed it off.
Oh, no. It's just so, I mean, so soap opera.
Yeah.
You can't get better than that.
You don't forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. When people ask me about, well, what do you talk about on your podcast? It was like, well, there was one time that a lady died because she fell in a volcano. And people are like, oh, my God, that
is
so bizarre.
But then what's funny is because people die like that here in the Northwest once a year.
Yeah. Well, and, selfies and, people are falling off cliffs all over the place.
Completely,
so,
yes.
You know, Y&R saw the trend coming before it was even a trend.
Yeah, if only Sky had just been taking a selfie, it would have been believable.
Then no one would have questioned anyone for pushing her in.
Yeah.
So that was mine.
Mine was Brad in the lake.
Yeah, I figured.
That was a good one. Mm. I also thought, in a maybe a more meaningful way, that Hillary, that she I felt that they... It wasn't like a, it wasn't like a weird, crazy thing like Brad being frozen or falling in a volcano or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was just done well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well played
out. I think Brad in the lake is probably my favorite one because it was so gruesome.
Well, and that final shot of him under the ice is just
it was
like,
so good.
Whoa. I want that as a poster.
I'll find that for our 20th anniversary.
There we go.
I'll make that for you.
Okay, awesome.
Do you have a best Billy?
Billy Miller. No question. He just embodied the role so much.
Really, and I know. I like them both.
I really like Jason. He's fine, but he doesn't quite have the charm that Billy Miller had. And I'm not easily charmed, but he, it was just like, oh my God, you're wonderful.
I kind of feel like Billy Miller was a good representation of an earlier Billy though, because like of a more, reckless youth.
Mm-hmm,
whereas Jason Thompson
is the mature Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe that's by design.
Of who he grew into being. I think if Billy Miller had stayed in the role, it would not have gone to where it is with Jason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think
it's
been taken in a different direction, and I like where it's going.
Yeah.
You know.
How about best Adam?
Best Adam, what's his name? Michael Mahoney?
I thought it was Mooney, but I don't know.
Mooney, yeah.
Michael M.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the actor so much as the storylines that the actor got to do.
Yeah. I would agree, and I'm surprised that I say that, but mm-hmm. it's that when I think of Adam in
he's
my
mind...
He's
the one who comes to yes, comes to mind.
Even though the last guy, Justin Hartley, mm-hmm. was, I think he did a great job too, and people loved him. Mm-hmm. Something about Michael Mooney has permanently formed in my brain that
yeah.
he's Adam.
Yeah, yeah. That's who comes to mind. That's who I yeah. identify as Adam.
Yeah.
And then it's always, oh, right, everyone else is new Adam.
Yes, yeah. So the new guy, I think his name's Mark Grossman, mm-hmm. He feels like the right replacement
yeah.
because he's a, I don't know. Justin Hartley maybe was a little bit too much of a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Not that Mark Grossman isn't a pretty boy too, I guess.
No, but in a different way. He's a little, and I don't mean this as an insult, yeah. but he's a little bit slimier.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Or
he's
he portrays
a, he's a
that
little
better.
Skeevy. Yeah. yeah. And uh-huh. and the previous was just kind of not quite as oily.
Yeah. Yes. Best arrest? Did I give that to you as a?
Yes. Well, you must have because I have an answer.
Yes.
Victoria at her own wedding.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
That's funny because I read an article. I was just trying to like refresh who they were, and mm-hmm. I saw one that was like biggest letdown moments, and that was it. That was on
no.
the yeah. Somebody had written that on a blog, and I was like, oh, huh. I thought that was pretty good.
No, the whole wedding was great.
Yeah.
You know the whole you know my three sons or whatever it was theme
yeah.
and the wedding dress and the,
yeah.
you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then having it capped off by Victor having her
and she had the mug
daughter.
Shot in the wedding dress
right.
with like the you know eyeliner smeared mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Great arrest.
Did you have like a runner-up or anything?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I didn't
No,
either.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. How about saddest moment?
I think the Delia
yep.
death storyline.
Yep.
That one hit home because that can happen so easily.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that Chloe did mm-hmm. such a good job. Well, Chloe and Kevin, really.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like that's where Kevin started to really break out and have
right.
like a more full-fledged
mm-hmm.
role rather yeah. than like surface level. What was the squirrel thing?
Oh, yeah.
When he was robbing banks
yeah,
dressed as
he
the
was
squirrel.
As the squirrel. It was the something squirrel. Yeah,
and that
remember.
Was kind of dumb. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but the grief process that he went through.
Yeah.
You know,
and now that he's returning to the show, my question is he going to be good or bad? You know what I
right,
mean?
Yeah.
Like,
which one are we getting back?
I want the good Kevin. I
oh.
don't want the dumb.
I don't want dumb scheming Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I think, having him come back is interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see who they will hook him up with.
Well, he's with Chloe. She's not dead. Or
yeah,
so
but
they
is she
say.
Coming back?
Yeah. She's, yeah. Yeah, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth Hendrickson has said that she's, yeah, like,
oh,
it's like her.
Yes,
they're
I love
reuniting
her so
everybody.
Much. Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
So she's coming back. Kevin's coming back. Chelsea's coming back.
Oh, great.
It's kind of like, I feel like even on the front of Soap Opera Digest, it's mm-hmm. like the gang's back or something
okay,
like that.
Right.
Like they're kind of bringing it all back.
Oh, great. Oh, I love it. You know how I feel about
yeah.
Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
she's soon to, actually, I think, did I watch yesterday? Yeah, I feel like I watched yesterday or Friday
mm-hmm.
and that was supposed to be Kevin's first day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's his first day of filming.
Oh.
I don't know. But he's coming mm-hmm. back soon.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want him to come back as competent.
Yeah, me too.
In some way and not just as Mr. Goofy. You know, I'm your funky
yeah.
uncle. It's like, no, just... you know.
Oh, I was going to show you. I'll show you when we're done. Because I posted this on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They had the actor Greg Rickard do like a look back on
right.
some of his
yeah.
scenes. And they were... Oh, did you see that?
I did. Yeah,
it,
you
it
sent it to me.
It was super funny when he was like doing the fire
mm-hmm.
and like Kylene had been locked in the freezer. But I feel like that was when I was in high school, I think.
I think that was before my time.
So he had locked Colleen in like the freezer
mm-hmm.
of the restaurant, and then he was such a pyro. He was known for like burning things down,
mm-hmm.
and spoiler alert, she survived.
Yeah,
and then fell out of a canoe later. I guess
right. Yeah, she survived for a while.
Yeah. All right, are you ready for a lightning round?
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, not that one. I always wanted to do sound effects.
Oh, God, so help us all.
I was like, I got to do one. All right.
If it's the lightning round, why is it not a lightning sound?
Oh.
Come on, man.
Really? Because I felt like it was more like a boxing bell.
Okay, that's fine, too.
Let's see. I don't think I have a lightning sound. All right, are you ready?
I am.
Because I don't really have answers to these myself.
Oh.
But we're going to go quick. All right. Who would win in a fight? Victor or Jack?
Victor.
Sharon or Phyllis?
Ooh, Phyllis.
Adam or Nick?
Adam.
Nikki or Jill Abbott?
Ty.
Ty? Lola or Summer?
Ooh, Lola.
Billy or Kane?
Billy.
Chloe or Jana?
Oh, good one. Jana.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of good matchups, even though I realized Jana is no longer alive. But,
right.
Like who? I was trying to think like who would be a good match for Chloe.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking alive Chloe and not Jana, not zombie Jana.
Yeah. She returns.
In which case, I want to change my answer.
Okay. I don't think you haven't prepared any other answers, right?
No.
All right. So these are just questions I think that we should discuss together.
That you think are interesting. Yeah. Okay.
All right. If you lived in Genoa City,
mm-hmm.
what family would you belong to?
Oh, man. Boy, that's a good one. Because really none of them are worth joining. I guess I would go with the chancellors.
And tell why?
Because they're the least...
That seems to fit.
Yeah. You know, they have done the least harm. And really the only one left is Devon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cool. You know, yeah. I could hang with him.
Okay.
That'd be fine. What about you?
Okay. I really thought about this a long time.
I'm sure you did.
I realized that I'm white, but I decided that I would be in the Winters family.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think being white is a deterrent to that.
Sure. I could marry in.
There you go. Kane did.
I felt like, I know this sounds crazy, they're generally low drama.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
Things just happen to them.
Yeah, sure. They're victims of circumstance.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. Even though I know historically I've kind of really been annoyed with Lily. I actually really like her now. Okay.
Okay.
And I feel like they throw good parties. They're chill. Mm-hmm. They like music.
They seem responsible.
Yeah, mostly.
In a way that the other families
like they don't
aren't.
They don't have like the Hatfield and the McCoys kind of thing going on. Like
right.
they don't have
they
like,
don't have a nemesis family.
Yes, and so I think like I like to be involved in drama, but like mm-hmm. I don't want like that back and forth revenge thing that the Newmans and the Abbotts
right.
have.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense.
All right, so if you could date any of the characters, assuming you live in Genoa City, you're mm-hmm. a character, who would it be?
Chloe.
Oh, well, I guess that was an obvious answer.
Yeah. Sorry. But that's on a personal level of, you know, really crushing hard on that actress for 10 years. For characters, who would I date? I would...
Yeah, you say you're cast in Young and the Restless.
Yeah. I think Phyllis.
Oh, that sounds wild.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I said Arturo, which is kind of obvious. You're like, no.
No. I've like, never taken to Arturo. Though,
I didn't say I want to marry him. I just said,
yeah.
If you're going to date somebody.
If you're, yeah. I think he'd be fine.
Let's go on just a double date.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't call me for a double date. Because
he mostly
just bugs me.
I think I'll probably just ask him to like come fix the drywall.
And take your shirt off.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
You
I couldn't
pig.
Think of anybody who was like... I was like, Nick, meh.
Eh.
I don't know. I couldn't really come up with anybody.
Yeah.
If you could live in one of the homes, which one would it be?
Oh, I think it would be not the cabin. That's for sure.
The Abbott cabin.
The Abbott cabin. No way, man. That place is cursed. It is a hellmouth.
That's true. That's a good one.
No, I think Billy and Victoria's little house.
Okay.
You know, they're little.
Modest.
Yeah. You know, I've been downsizing a lot. But if it had a hot tub and a pool in the backyard, that would be fine.
I'm sure it does. They just don't want us to
they
know.
Just, yeah. You know, because they're low-key about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the tack house. That's where I would want to live.
Yeah, tack house would be my second choice if it was not on the Newman estate.
Oh, see, and I was like, oh, see, I think then that's the perks. Because the tack house, you get the sense that you have access to all the great things, but you're kind of away from like the main house. Or I don't know.
It just seems like you're going to have people coming and going all the time.
Shooting you when you open the front door.
Or, you know, I don't know. It just, that security would be coming by all the time, except when they were actually needed.
Yeah, no kidding. You know?
My runner-up would be Sharon's house. I like that dark wood and the stone and
the ranch, right? Is that what they call it? How do I know?
No, they...
Oh, it's the Newman Ranch.
What it's the Newman Ranch. I think they just call it Sharon's house.
No, there's a name for it. I think it's called the Ranch House.
Is it the
house.
Coach House?
No.
No.
Because they have, like, the main house.
Yeah.
I think it's called the ranch. Ugh, good Lord. I can't believe this is escaping me after all these years.
I know. What the hell, man?
All right. Come on.
Yeah.
If you could bitch slap any character, who would it be?
Jill Abbott.
Really?
The lightning round kicked in, but it was just like, no, there are too many options for that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I wouldn't mind slapping Nikki.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd slap back?
She would slap back, but I'd see it coming. And, you know.
You picked heavy hitters.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not.
No, Kyle.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. Any of those pretty
he's
boys.
He's almost not even worth it at this, you
right,
know.
He's not like, worth he the energy that would be. But that's why he needs it, because it's just like, come on. Yeah. You're how old, and you're dressing like this, and you're acting like this? And,
yes.
You know,
I'm choosing Summer right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like Summer's
she's such a brat.
No, she's less of a brat than she was a couple years ago.
She's still a brat.
Okay. All right. And
although I will admit this last week, she's maybe 20% less. But
okay.
Or if Summer's not around, I would like to bitch slap Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just a given.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's a freebie.
No, nobody ever does it.
No.
I feel like...
And that's part of his problem.
I would be channeling many women through my slap.
Many, many.
All right. If you were going to be cast in Genoa City, what would be your job?
I would like to work on the police force. Because that's the easiest job there is. You just stroll in when you want to. You look at the reader board. No, none of these cases looks interesting. Take a little nap. And then, you know, go drive around in the one patrol car. Looking like you're important.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I said I would probably run a restaurant / the club. You know, the place where everybody came.
The hot hip place.
Yeah. I would just like to entertain.
I think it's funny that neither of us wanted to be teachers.
Well, why? Because teachers don't get a lot of action on that show. They're completely peripheral.
Don't. Yeah,
so
if
they're just the help.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to be a player in town, I need to like own a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be serving cocktails where the the big fights are going to be happening.
So you don't want to be the Genoa City University humanities teacher who teaches creationism.
No. No, no thanks.
Just to be.
Nope.
Start the women's studies program there. Because boy, do they need one.
Oh my God.
I want to change my answer.
Yeah, whatever happened to the college? They always talk about GCU.
I know.
They need a college.
Well, they need to have the twins graduate from high school and then go to college next fall.
They do. I hope they do.
They really, really do.
Congratulations. You're having a baby. Oh, who's God, the father and what happens to the baby?
Oh, well. Oh, God. So many horrifying choices.
I know. That's why I wanted it on the fly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good. Because if I thought about it, then I'd, Victor.
You want? That's so funny because I considered that.
Yeah, yeah. Because he takes he takes care of his kids. He's not always the best father.
Yeah.
But those kids are provided for.
Yeah.
And yeah, raise the baby. You know, mm-hmm. Now I can see myself in front of the classroom.
Yeah.
Teaching my class, and yeah. I got a baby and a little, you know, a little ergonomic Bjorn.
Still like the idea of you being on the police force.
Well, either one. That sounds funny. You know, I'm driving around in my squad car with the baby right next to me. And
so what has anything happened to the baby, or you just raise it and it's just fine?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No rich drama. Baby. Mm. But I would not name it anything having to do with Victor. Mm. Oh, no, wait. Yes, I would. I would name it Victory. It'll be a girl. Victory Newman.
Oh, that's good.
There we go. Okay. Good.
I plan. Didn't even think of the name. I thought Nick would be the father,
mm-hmm.
but I stole it from the real mother and raised it as my own.
There you go. Yeah. Cause that happens.
That I stole it from the baby's ward or
who's the mother then?
I don't know. Some random woman who's just going to be written off the show eventually, yeah. But I stole it.
Okay.
And it's mine.
Okay.
But Nick doesn't know he's the father.
He doesn't know he's a father?
Like, I just,
no, I want that baby like to be born with Nick's facial hair.
I just felt like, at first I was like, well, I don't have kids. I don't plan on having kids. That mm-hmm. sounds weird. Clearly, I would steal a baby more than have my own. Like, that sounds more
realistic.
Because
that's easier.
Sounds more realistic.
Yeah.
In my storyland world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you Team Newman or Team Abbott?
When it all comes down to it, I think I'm Team Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Jack just pisses me off so much, as does Ashley. And, yep. You know, Tracy, she tries.
She's but fine, but
yeah.
She doesn't represent the Newman or the Abbott.
She's the outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Newman.
I am also Team Newman.
Yeah.
Which is why I want to steal one of their babies and raise it as my own.
Why I want to have Victor's baby.
Yeah, I feel
like... Oh, my God, we have to borrow a baby somewhere and take pictures of me and Victory.
Yeah. Uh-oh, maybe I'll steal your baby. all right. So which living character would you bring back if you could? For instance, Tucker, Genevieve, Maggie, Sophia, Patty, Chance, Danny Romolotti. Daniel Romolotti, right? Like there's a lot of,
right,
so
yeah.
Is there anybody who's still alive out there in the world mm-hmm. and now that you know Chloe's coming back, she can't count.
Okay.
She's going to be a major player. So just, you know, somebody who's kind of like gone off and you want him back.
Rafe.
I know. I liked Rafe too.
I liked Rafe a lot.
He was fun.
Yeah. Although if I'm going to be a police officer now, I want Maggie the detective to come back.
Oh.
Right. No, I think having someone of color would be great.
Yeah.
And I always liked Rafe's character, and I felt like it could have gone somewhere and been a regular, and then they just said, nope, you've served your purpose. Now you're done.
Uh-huh. You just made me realize who I want. Oh, my gosh. Ravi, the tech guy. Just like a year ago. It's
Whatever
like he just
to him?
Disappeared.
Yeah.
And even just this last week, they've had Phyllis like hacking into computers. I'm like, why is she doing it? Where's Ravi? He was the one where everybody was like, oh, he's the brains
he's
behind
the guy.
This operation.
Yeah.
Him or I really want Daniel Romolotti to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
With
like,
Lucy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's grown up enough to be like a contemporary and go to college with the twins.
And he's like an artist, mm-hmm. right? I feel like there's not enough people in his age bracket. He's not related to Abby, right?
Mm-mm.
So that could be like
could
a natural, I don't know.
He's a little old for Abby, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's too old.
How old do you think he is? He's my age.
Yeah.
I'm 38. You said she's 32, 31, 30?
Oh, I suppose that's not so bad.
Jeez.
Okay. Sorry.
How old is Arturo?
8.
It wouldn't matter.
No, he's 14. He's got that little 14-year-old boy mustache.
All right. I only have a few more questions left.
Okay. Do we get to do who would you bring back who's
Oh, bring
died?
Back. Let's do it. If you could bring back somebody from the dead, who would it be?
I'd bring back Sky, and she's all twisted and malformed.
And she's the volcano monster.
She's the volcano monster, yeah. Phantom of the volcano.
Let's see. Who would I want to bring back who's dead? Who's even dead? Throw me some names.
Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Sage. No. Anyone who ever slept with Nick, except for Phyllis, I think is dead
it's
now.
Like a kiss of death.
Right. Catherine.
Well, I mean, I feel like saying Neil or Catherine isn't
that doesn't
fair.
Count. Yeah. I want to have characters
yeah.
who died, not actual people.
I don't know. But I guess I have a question now that we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is Tucker and what happened to him?
Right, yeah.
Because, like, if Neil died and they're talking about Devon's family and mm-hmm. Tucker's technically
he
his father.
He should have shown up
at least
for
like
the funeral.
To yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if there's anybody else. I did like Jana, but I don't like the way that mm-hmm. they kind of wrote her to be psycho in the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah. They did her a disservice. She yeah. had a really solid character.
Oh, I know.
And
I want Amber to come back.
Amber.
I like
yeah.
Amber.
Amber's not dead, though.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry.
No, she was one that I
alive.
Had been thinking.
My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, she's... didn't she just move to the Bold and Beautiful?
Yeah, I think she's doing well over there.
Yeah, she's not going to come back. But I always liked her as a character.
Yeah. All right. How has the show changed in 10 years?
One of the mainstays is that it hasn't, because it's a soap opera.
Okay, that's a segue to the next question. So just tell me how it has changed.
Well, I think that there's less or fewer PSA storylines, which I think is a shame.
It's yeah, that's true.
You know
where
that
they
haven't.
Been?
Yeah, they haven't been doing, and they kind of did with the JT domestic violence storyline, but they
kind
didn't
of,
go where
really.
It could have gone.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't learned very much about bizarre medical situations.
Okay.
Summer's liver notwithstanding.
Okay. Speaking of that, when I was going through our old episodes, mm-hmm. Do you remember Chance needing a liver and Ronan giving him mm-hmm. some of it and then splitting town?
Yeah.
It just seemed like they all, like when I went back and looked at that, I was like, oh, they've done
this
story
before. Actually done
this
before. Yeah. Yeah. They haven't had any weird, you know, disease. You've got Huntington's disease
yeah.
or, you know,
yeah.
such and such a syndrome that, you know, if you know someone who have these symptoms of
like
narcolepsy,
Kevin
you should
gave
do something
Lily
about
chlamydia.
It. Right. Yeah. Where are the STIs? Where are the, you know, if you...
We figure everybody's got
if your
so
left
many,
arm hurts all the time, maybe you should see a doctor because you're yeah. actively having a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know... Hmm. I think that they've moved away from that.
That's
and
true.
It's too
yeah.
bad because sometimes those are really good.
Sure. Yeah. So what's the same?
That Nick can either be with Phyllis or Sharon.
Yeah.
That triangle. Mm-hmm. Jack is always pathetic and loveless. And even when he's
sure.
in a relationship, it's awful.
Yeah, he's not.
You know, his love storyline, actually his whole character has stayed exactly the same as it
you
was 10
years
ago.
You don't think he's evolved
ago.
At all, huh?
I
no,
don't.
I really
he hasn't.
Don't. Yeah, you're right. Because a lot of, like Sharon, she's had a great evolution.
Right, yeah.
She went to college.
She went to college.
Yeah.
She, you know.
Even Phyllis has had a decent evolution of like her drivers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
maybe she's kind of regressing right now. But
yeah. But I mean, and Nick kind of grew up a little bit. He's not so much the mm-hmm. angry young rich guy anymore. I think giving away $500 million did him a lot of good.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Not quite so entitled
Hopefully.
And selfish.
I think Abby has really
Abby
grown
has
up
come
a
along.
Ton.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she was the naked heiress, right? Probably right,
right
when we were starting.
Yeah.
So she's grown up.
Right.
And even Victor and Nikki, it feels like
they've matured.
Sort of become different. I don't know. They've grown as characters. Right.
Right.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
I don't
Joe,
see them
Jack
breaking
is
up. Yeah. I don't see Nikki and Victor mm-hmm. breaking up and divorcing and then getting married again.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they'll just do that a million times.
Which is too bad because that's who cares? It's boring.
Yeah, I know. I don't care. Yeah, Victoria's grown up a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I guess that's true. I didn't really think about the fact that Jack is like the same old, spoiled,
angry all the time. He's one of those people who has to have a nemesis.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't make sense.
I think Sharon should offer to give Jack some counseling, some life
coaching. Well, that would be inappropriate because they have a prior relationship. Conflict of interest.
You're not allowed to do that?
No. God, no.
Well, I just thought once you're, I don't know, if you're not going out anymore, what does it matter? They're a good person to do it.
Well, no? You would think, but no, that's professionally really unethical.
That's why I'm not a therapist.
That's right.
Any other ways you feel like the show has stayed the same?
There's no diversity to speak of. I mean, granted, you know,
they
kinda the location
come in and out. But
you know, they've had one black family forever.
And
okay.
When we recap next time, we will talk very much about my issues with the way that they do Anna and Tessa.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of white fragility in there. Anyway. Okay.
All right. Good.
But yeah, I guess I feel like.
But I mean, you know, like, and like, we've talked about this literally for years that, you know, they have.
I think about this a lot, though, because it's like, well, what do you do when you really are in charge of the show, right? Because the central parts of the show are about the Abbotts and the Newmans.
Right. Yeah.
Who happen to be
who
white
are
men,
two white,
right?
Privileged, rich families.
Yeah. And so, like, over the years, they've got, I mean, I'm not just talking behind the scenes, like who's got contracts and things like that. Mm-hmm. But like if the story is that these are the people that the story is centralized around, the only ways that you can really integrate other people of color, or just, you know, even queer identities or anything like that is by having to like bring
force
them
it
in.
Yeah. Have it be an outsider.
But I do think that like when you talk about Rafe, that's a good example of like, well, what happened to him? Where did he go?
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, Robbie.
Well, or Jack's son, Chemo.
Oh yeah.
You know,
like there are people
there
of
are
color in the show that have been
that
around,
they're not.
But they're always on the fringe.
Right. And they're often in subservient roles.
Yeah.
You know, Mrs.
Absolutely.
Martinez comes to mind.
Mrs. Martinez isn't even,
she's not
just
even a character.
They speak of.
Right. Yeah. They don't even show her.
Which is crazy to me that they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I want in the new year. I want them to actually cast a Mrs. Martinez. And we meet her, and she's super badass.
Well,
and she knows all the secrets of all the families. And
yeah, for real.
She could be a really
she should testify
pivotal.
At all the trials.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree, and I do think, you know, sometimes they like really get in on like what there was not that long ago. It was like when Phyllis got named CEO, and she kind of had her board or her trusted women around her. It was like Carrie
and she
and
was
Lauren.
Leaning in.
And then meanwhile, it was like, I don't know, Sharon was in charge of, you know, I felt like there was a lot of like, oh, these women are really taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a go girl kind of thing.
No.
It's like these are authentic opportunities for women to, you know, like be in control of their worlds. And now it's like all backtracked. So,
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's... Two steps forward, one step back, and right now we're in the back step.
So, I mean, I once saw a thing that, like, progress is not a straight line. It's a zigzag.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what do you think is going to be on the landscape in the next 10 years?
Ooh.
That hot topic.
Right? There you go. I don't know. I hadn't, because there are, you know, there's always going to be a murder every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
There's always going to be a custody battle every couple of years.
Yeah.
There's always going to be mystery disease.
But okay.
But
as we think, though, in the next 10 years, like how Victor Braeden, and he seems like he's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But like
he's getting up there.
Is he going to make it 10 years? Like, I mean, I don't mean make it in as a life, but I mean like, is he going to continue to play that character?
Continue to work
for
10 more years?
You know, or other people on the show like that.
Yeah.
Don't you think they have to have these conversations?
Oh, they must.
Yeah.
Every time the contract comes around.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Eric Braeden's going to make it as a character. I mean, as a human being, he's not that old. But Victor Newman will not be around as much. And I hope that they just kind of have him fade away. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to go live in Switzerland or, you know, back to Austria or whatever. I don't know. I mean, you know, that's why soap operas last so long is because they, it's really the formula.
It's like the same and different at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people could have watched it 20 years ago and pop in today, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's Victor, it's Nikki, it's Nick, it's Victoria, it's Jack, it's Ashley.
I think in that kind of longevity, I hope that it doesn't get canceled.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think, but, if you anything, know, I think there was, right when we were podcasting in the beginning, it was, seemed like soap operas were kind of having a crisis.
Yeah, and they were dying off, and most of them are gone now.
Yeah, but I think because YNR has been number one for so long, and it has such a solid fan base, I don't think it's in danger.
I don't think so.
It's an anchor
I hope
of
not.
Daytime TV.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have anything better to put on there. And it's got to be fairly cheap to produce, given that...
Do you know, so I just read yesterday, 95% of what we see is done on the first take.
I believe it. I don't doubt that even
crazy.
A little bit. And that goes to the fact that these actors have been playing these roles for that long.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it's funny to go back and do the, you know, let's look at Sharon's first couple of scenes.
Yeah.
You know, let's look at Nick when he was just a boy and he can't act his way out of a paper bag.
What I read was the most likely of the time they need a second take is when it's a sex scene and something falls out.
Oh, gross. Ew.
So that's the other 5%.
Funny.
That's I don't know. 3%.
Well, and you wonder how often is that fallout deliberate?
Okay.
Oh, no, we have to do another take. What a shame. Sorry, nip slip.
But I was like, that's pretty wild that 95% of what we do is on the first take.
On the first take,
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Go on to the next.
Yeah,
go on to the next.
You know, and I imagine that there's kind of a live theater vibe.
Probably.
That, you know, okay, we're only going to do this once.
Yeah.
And if we have to do three takes, then you guys are in trouble.
Maybe some of those people who don't make it on the show, it's because of performance
they couldn't,
issues.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds hard. It sounds like a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Especially being around, like, you know.
Icons of the industry.
Like legends who do this every day and they're just so used to it.
Yeah.
And if you think of, what did I say, 198 episodes a year or something? Not that everybody's on every episode.
No,
but some of them are on
quite a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Huh. And they have a longer year than teachers.
Holy moly.
Now I'm really impressed.
And everything we do is on the first take too.
Yes. And do they go to bed at 7:30? I don't think so.
Well, that's all I have prepared. Do you have any other thoughts or thinkings or
no, other than, you know, this has been really fun.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, that part is blowing my mind. And just the fact that when you initially proposed this, it was just kind of, I want to do a podcast. What should I do a podcast about?
Oh, I know.
And isn't it Thor who came up with it?
Well,
who said, you know, you love Young and Restless, you should do that. Yeah.
And
whatever
and
happened
to
his podcast?
I said, they didn't last. He said, or I think I was like, podcasts are for dorks. Like, who even listens to podcasts? That sounds like a real nerdy thing.
Yeah.
And now
it's everywhere.
Not only have we had this podcast for 10 years, but every single day I listen to multiple podcasts in some form or the other.
Right. Yeah.
And so I like to think that we're front runners.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But we should get a potty.
Yeah. Yeah. We should get something. I should have made us trophies.
Right.
Damn it.
20 years.
Yeah. 20 in another 10. Yeah. When podcasts are implanted in your brain.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you made it through this whole podcast, don't forget to find us on Facebook or Instagram, The Young and the Restless Recap. And
Yeah. Here's to another 10
Here's
years.
Here's to another 10. Wait.
Oh, God, help me.